the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets at Jack Wagons.
Brad Bigwood 7-0, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Let's not dilly-dally and get straight down to business here, Lundy, and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Plus, as we do at the top of every single episode, looking at the smorgasbord of options in sports betting, whether in the NHL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, or elsewhere. Where's your favorite wager, plus 100 odds or greater, mi amigo?
Let's go to the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Boston and the Pacers getting things underway this evening and then there were four. we have limited ourselves down to the final four teams on the East and the West. And I got a couple of futures things we can look at coming up, and I know you do too. But specifically for this evening, let's go down the same game parlay bus here. Give me Boston. Bring that line down to 4.5. I just need the Celtics to find a way to win this one by 5 or more points. And again, the line is 10, so I'm cutting this thing in half. And then give me, from just up the road in Boulder, Colorado, give me Derek White to have 4 or more rebounds in the contest. That's it. I'm only going 2 legs with this one. Why? Because just those 2 legs got me to plus 118 at DraftKings. So first and foremost, I think we agree that Boston is the better of the two teams. Can the Pacers sneak up and take one? Of course they can. These two teams split in the regular season. However, Boston playing in another gear right now, I think, and I think they'll take care of business, in particular at home. So I like the idea of just cutting the line in half and just saying I need Boston to be able to win this one by 5. Now, Derek White, 6 of his last 8 games here in the playoffs, he has hit the 4 rebound mark. And in one of the ones that he missed, by the way, he was at 3. So he was right there, and you got hosed with the hook. But if you look at the regular season against the Pacers, he did it in 3 out of the 4 regular season games against the Pacers as well. So this is a favorable matchup for him, that even though he plays out there at the guard position, I only need 4. But if that happens and the Celtics can win by at least 5, we got ourselves a nice plus payday there at DraftKings.
Yeah, I like that quite a bit, especially with the pride of CU there and Derek White. I'm going to look ahead all the way through the NBA Finals, and I think the Minnesota Timberwolves will win this sucker. I felt whoever was going to take the cake in that Nuggets and T-Wolves series was going to win the whole shebang, and I'm going to stick to my guns on that belief. I think Minnesota has far away the team to beat. I think they're going to take care of business in 6. You can bet on that right now. A plus 500 if they do against the Dallas Mavericks. You can grab that at BetMGM. But for them to take the NBA title, you might want to grab it now if you are buying what I am selling, because this line is going to come cascading down as the series advances, assuming it goes, of course, in favor of the T-Wolves. So plus 250, I'm going to ride with Anthony Edwards, Cat, and Rudy Gobert. I feel the best defensive team remaining in this Final Four class of the NBA playoffs, and I'm a buyer that Boston may be a little doughy, maybe a little soft. Whoever wins in the West is going to win the Larry O'Brien Trophy, and I believe it's going to be the T-Wolves. All right, with those bets on the board, let's get after it, Lundy, on this hashtag Tequila Tuesday. Why the hell not? With another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's start on the north side at Wrigley Field at Javier Assad of the Chicago Cubs. Give me the under on 2.5 earned runs against the visiting Bravos, who we just faced. Minus 110 juice there at BetMGM. I actually bet on this prop the last time he went toe-to-toe against the ATL down at Truist Park. It was plus 100 then, and it was easy money, and I think he's going to do it again. Why? He has given up 2 earned runs or fewer in every single start this season. Javier Assad, the pride of Tijuana, Mexico, has definitely earned the love juice this season, and I think the good times going to keep on going. You look at what he has done ERA-wise, 1.48 ERA overall. I know the expected ERA, 3.08, says, hey, a correction is going to be on the horizon, but he has been masterful at home when toe the rubber there at Wrigley, 0.8. 1 home ERA this season, only giving up a 36.8% hard hit rate. As I said, he's been under this in all 9 starts this season, including not giving up a single run to the Braves, Ron Acuña, Matata, and company there on May 15th. So all that evidence turning around in your cerebral cortex there, Lundy. Feed or follow Javier Assad under 2.5 earned runs against the Bravos.
Well, look, Brad, you brought it up. The fact that he's done it every single time. I mean, you get to the point where that's not a fluke. That's a trend. One of those things that you like to jump on as quickly as possible. So, look, I like the matchup. Do I always get nervous with anybody taking on that murderer's row of a batting lineup that Atlanta has? Yes, of course I do. The same way that I also am fearful of trying to pick someone on Atlanta to get a hit, an RBI.
Is it Austin Riley day? Is it a Matt Olson day? Maybe it's just Ozzie Albies. I don't know.
Well, the one that got me yesterday was trying to battle between Ozuna and Olson. And in the doubleheader yesterday, I crossed.
Oh, you crossed.
I had one in game one and the other one in game two. And I needed to do the like this and like twist them back around. And so it was kind of painful. But I'll tell you what, I'm nervous about this one, but I'll take the fact that he's at home and I'll take the fact that he hasn't done it yet this season. But watch out for this lineup in Atlanta that continues to heat up.
Oh, Javier, keep dealing, and I'll keep betting those unders on earned runs.
Number 4.
Numero Cuatro here on the Fade 5 countdown on this Tuesday. Let's go with J.D. Martinez. Give me the over on half an RBI. Just give me a ribby. All I need is one against the Cleveland Guardians on the road at a plus 115 juice there at BetMGM. Look at J.D. Martinez. Who is he taking on? Oh, it's Carlos Carrasco, a guy that's been crushed repeatedly this season and in his career by one J.D. Martinez. He has faced him 27 times his big league career, has collected 10 hits. Of those 10 hits, 2 have gone over a fence, and 9 RBI in total of those 27 at-bats with a 1,060 OPS. Carrasco has gotten mished. He's gotten mashed. This season, 1.59 home run per 9 allowed, along with a 40.6% hard hit rate. You look at J.D. Martinez here in the month of May. He's batting .317 with a very respectable .869 OPS. He's gotten at least one RBI in 4 of his last 7 games. And in this month, and we still got a few days left, he's got 8 RBI in total. I think he tacks on that overall total because Carlos Carrasco is a punching bag. So to recap, J.D. Martinez, make me some money on the over a half an RBI in Cleveland, plus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
True story, Brad. I was going to dig into this one on the plus bus, and then I saw that you had it on the script. So I had to pull the switcheroo and do that SGP with Boston tonight. So I think that tells you all you need to know about me following on this one. Favorable matchup, Carrasco getting beat up like a punching bag right now. And, you can basically, it's all about the dudes with the initials. We can talk about J.D. Martinez. We can talk about DJ Stewart, J.T. Realmuto. He's got a favorable matchup this evening as well for the Phillies. It's basically, if you've got initials, just run with it tonight. Hits, RBIs, total bases, I don't know, but I'm kind of feeling it this evening. It might be that tequila's already kicked in.
No doubt about it. It is a hashtag Tequila Tuesday. It's soon going to be a hashtag Tequila Thursday, or just a hashtag Tequila every single day. So raise a glass. That D and JD stands for dinero.
Number 3.
All right, Numero Tres here on the Fade 5 countdown. It is stunning. This is available at plus odds. I cannot explain it. I can't put my finger on it, but all I do is chase it, and that is the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger of the Philadelphia Phillies, Ranger Suarez, to record a W against the Texas Rangers. This game being played in the city of brotherly love. It's plus 130. At DraftKings. Honestly, I thought this would open at like minus 105, minus 110, maybe at its lowest point, like even money, but at plus 130, I'm going to tail this all diggity day long. Why? Look at Ranger Suarez this season. 1.74 home ERA and a 4.57 strikeout to walk split as well. That's outstanding production there. He's won 8 of 9 starts this season, and he is getting nothing but weak contact. A 57.1 ground ball percentage on the year. You look at Texas. Okay, yeah, they got Adolis Garcia. They got Corey Seager. They have some sluggers. Marcus Semien in that lineup, but they're just number 17. So just middling right now with WRC plus here the last couple of weeks. But this is where it gets even more enticing. The Rangers this season are shooting blanks against Southpaw pitching. They are number 24 in WRC plus against left-handers. Oh, guess what? Ranger Suarez is a part cider. So put it all together. Give me him, Ranger Suarez, accord the dub against the visiting Rangers, plus 130 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade to follow.
How the hell do they make this plus odds?
I have no idea. It's a head scratching. It really is.
That didn't make any sense, especially with a guy like Suarez. So they, Brad, they know something that you and I don't know.
Yeah, he'll probably give up like Ader and like Framber Valdez.
Those guys are pretty smart with their, you know, those computers and the abacus and the whole. I mean, they know what they're doing.
They know computations.
And by the way, if any of the odds makers are using an abacus, attention company, fire that guy. anyway, just letting you know. You know what? I think I might have to fade you on this one as much as I think it's crazy to do so. But it's because to me, it doesn't make sense that it's plus odds. And therefore, yes, much like Pike Place Market, it's a little fishy. It doesn't quite make sense to me. So I'm going to fade you on this one just because it makes me a little nervous that the odds makers know something we don't.
As Suarez shut out the doubters up and just win another game, which should be your major league leading ninth if you do. All right, before we go on here on the Fade at 5 countdown, a little reminder, grab a pint and get seduced by the juice at thegamingjuice.com right now. It's my website. Lundy's, his content is featured there. We have a whole host of writers. We're covering the smorgasbord of sports. It's ridiculous. It really is a buffet. Grab a plate every single day and just get spoonfuls to your heart's content. We're covering horse racing, for crying out loud, right now. The PGA Majors, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NHL, of course, will have all kinds of NFL content. I'm rolling out a brand new 3-point stance team preview on the Dallas Cowboys today. And guess what? It's absolutely free. You have no stinking excuse. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. Click Converse. And cash, .. maybe. Visit thegamingjuice.com.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go back to game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm going to work a little SGP on the stud and really a tour de force, that is, of the Indiana Pacers, and that is Tyrese Halliburton. Give me him for 8 or more assists, and give me him for a steal. I just need one quick swipe. Even money there, and I built this at DraftKings Sportsbook. I think this is entirely doable for Mr. Tyrese Halliburton, a guy that should easily eclipse, I feel, the steals prop. And he had 5 steals in a regular season matchup earlier this season against Beantown. Meanwhile, you look at the assist side of things, and yeah, I know Boss has been very, you know, somewhat rigid defensively this NBA playoffs, and rank inside the top 5 and fewest assists per game allowed. But Halliburton, he had a couple of double-digit dimes performances in the regular season against this Boston franchise. Obviously, he's got to have the ball in his hands at all times and could really be dishing it out, and hopefully his teammates are going to do him a solid as a result. So game 1, Eastern Conference Finals. I know Lundy's on Boston, but Halliburton could still get this in a loss. Give me him for 8 or more assists, and give me Halliburton for a steal. Put those together, plus 100 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Lundy, fair to follow.
Oh, you know where I think you're going to be in trouble, believe it or not?
On the steal?
No, on the assists.
Really?
Yeah. His standard line's at what, 8.5, I think? So you're basically counting
I'm
on the idea.
Hook out.
Yeah, you're taking the hook out. Okay, folks, I'll be honest. I don't hate what Brad's doing here, but to keep it in plus money, I probably would find another juiced up leg, and I would bring the assist down. I'm actually okay with the steal. I'm okay with that being what you're trying to do to be able to get this up. But I think I'd pull his assists down just in case Boston just makes life hell, gets up by a decent chunk, and Halliburton is spending time on the bench. That's what makes me nervous about this one, because I think Boston's going to come out at home on fire against these guys. So if it's me, go find another prop that you like. Look, I gave you the Derek White one, for example, for the four or more rebounds. I mean, I don't know. Find another. Like, I would bring Halliburton's dimes down personally. I'm okay with the steal. I'd bring the assist down just in case of game flow, things like that, that could happen with Boston getting out and getting out in front big time with this one. So I'm going to fade as is, but I like where your head's at. I would just tweak it slightly.
My head is always up my ass, so I appreciate that, Lundy. And
that's why you don't have any hair.
Well, no. So, yeah, I mean, no lubrication really needed. It just kind of glides right in. I will say this.
Jesus.
Well, there's a bit of leverage for you. I will say this. I have been ice cold in the NBA. Follow Lundy. Fade the living daylights out of me.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the feed. Five, countdown, my top player of the day. Let's do it SGP style. In Toronto, the Blue Jays welcome in the Chicago White Sox. So as a result, on the two-lay SGP, give me you say Kikuchi, lay a little smoochie on that prop at 17.5 on the over outs. And pair that together with, hey, if it's going to work deep, chances are Toronto's going to win, and I will take them on that money line. You put those two legs together, it's plus 140. Crazy good value in my estimation. When you build this at BetMGM, one of the only sportsbooks out there that allows you to take over under on outs for pitchers in the SGP software. So take advantage of that, and I most certainly am. You look at Yusei Kikuchi. Lundy, he has gone over 17.5 outs in six of seven starts, at least his last seven starts. He's got a 5.50 strikeout to walk split on the season. That's extraordinary, with a 2.73 xERA. His surface ERA is at 2.60. What does that tell you? The correction probably is not going to come, because the numbers are bearing it out, whether behind the curtain or out in front of it. I think it's going to be more of the same. Why Chicago? Dead last in Major League Baseball and WRC plus against left-handed pitchers. On top of that, they're 4-20. 4-20 away from the south side of Chicago. All they do is lose games on the road. They got crushed yesterday as well. Look, if you want to substitute Toronto on the money line and take the Jays -1.5 of the run line to get even juicier, be my guest. I fully support that. But a little safety first on my end, on my number one play on this Fade 5 edition on the SGP. You say Kikuchi. Oh, a little smoochy on the over 17.5 outs. And pairing that with the Blue Jays on the money line, plus 140 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
It's the White Sox, people. It's the White Sox. It really shouldn't be that difficult. I think you can bet him on the under, on the earned runs. I think you can lock and load just about everything that you want with Toronto, and probably even take advantage of a few of the Blue Jays matchups. Look at the red hot, white hot bat of Bo Bichette right now. Yeah. And take advantage of that. I think you can load up on the Blue Jays in this game. If you're looking for a lot of different ways to be able to play it, yes, Brad's got you at plus odds here, but if you want to add a couple of legs to this and then throw a quarter unit on it or something like that, I wouldn't fault you, because I do think the Blue Jays are going to take care of business. This is a tailor-made game for them to just stack the stat sheet.
And if Bo Bichette hits a rocket in the stands, Doc, get out of the way! We saw it on social media yesterday. That poor woman took one off the dome. She had a black eye and everything, and lived to tell about it at 110x in velo. Bravo to you surviving that kind of smash into the outfield, or I guess out of bounds stance. It wasn't in the outfield.
Yeah, no, really, just duck if it's coming. I mean, look, he's going to smack it with the same velo that his dad did, and his dad was doing it at altitude. He's doing it in Toronto. It's just, He's hot right now. And there's a few of the bats there with Toronto that are hot. I think you should take advantage of them. There's plenty of guys that can certainly make it happen against this White Sox team, in particular at home. I mean, I know we're picking on the White Sox, but look, we picked on the White Sox. We picked on the Rockies. We picked on the A's. We picked on the Marlins. We picked on the Nationals. You find those teams and you find guys that are going to go up against them and take advantage of the bats. That's all you got to do. It's not rocket surgery.
No, certainly not. And let's go ahead and take advantage right now on a little bonus time of some additional action, whether in the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, or elsewhere, Lunny, that you are digging on this Tuesday. What do you got for me?
Let's go and look at a couple of things. First of all, I'm going to go back to the Timberwolves series that you were talking about. I'll take Minnesota in five. Six.
Okay.
Give me Minnesota in five against Dallas. I think it winds up being a gentleman's sweep for the T-Wolves. I think they're red hot right now. I think they have figured out their rotations. They've figured out their roles. And the matchup against Dallas, I think, is favorable for them. I was a believer that whoever won between the T-Wolves and the Nuggets would represent the West, and I stand by that. And I think Minnesota is going to roll through Luka and company personally. And so I will take them in five at BetMGM. You can do that at plus 400. Looking at the NHL playoffs, which will get underway tomorrow, in terms of the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals, will happen on Thursday. I was trying to track this down this morning, and I don't know if the books are hiding it from me or if they just wimped out the little SOBs. But give me the to go over 5.5 games. If you can find that, parlay them together, bet them individually, do whatever you want. But I believe both the Eastern and the Western Conference Finals of the NHL will go at least five games. Remember, I mentioned this before. I have a futures ticket on the New York Rangers. I did that back in February for them to win the East, and I stand by that. But this Florida Panthers team looks really good right now, and I'm a little nervous about actually being able to cash that futures, which, of course, will play into why I tell you I never do futures bets. But I do think the Rangers are still the better of the two, but they are really, really playing well right now. Both of those teams are. So I think the East could easily go seven. Then over on the Western Conference side of things, I did believe that whoever won between the Dallas Stars and the Colorado Avalanche would make it into the Stanley Cup final. And then in my opinion, ultimately lose to whoever comes out of the East. Looking at what Edmonton has doing, they really impressed me in that game seven last night. Yes, they were on the road against Vancouver, so that's part of it. Yes, Vancouver was missing their best player in Brock Besser because of the blood clot issue that they diagnosed him with after game six. But Edmonton's playing well, and every now and then Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl go into God mode. They're a cheat code on NHL 95. So I just saying, watch out for them. And I think that because of that, the Dallas Stars are the better team, in my opinion, against Edmonton, because I think they're just built top to bottom with their lines to be better. But I think Edmonton can force this thing to go at least six games. So again, go find it at your favorite book. Look for both of the series in the NHL, Eastern Conference and Western Conference Finals. Give me both of them to go over 5.5 games. Go find it where, like I said, I was digging around this morning. I was digging around a little bit last night, but I was also half asleep by the time Edmonton won that game. So go see if you can find that one. Another bet that has been cashing like crazy lately: Jason Tatum over in his first quarter points.
Ooh.
The line is set at 7.5. The problem is it is juiced up to like minus 140, minus 145. And so because of that, I'm going to give you a wrinkle that I've played a couple of times and it has worked for him. Go on to, and DraftKings will let you do this. I'm sure a couple of the other books do too, but specifically I found it on DraftKings. His over-under is at 7.5. I can get plus 110 if I take him for 9 or more points. Oh. So I'm looking for one more out of him. Over the course of the last 10 games, he's averaging 8.5. He is crushing this number in the first quarter. He comes out and he essentially establishes dominance, all right? He's like Mufasa out on the end of the rock. He just decides that this is my kingdom, and he does it in the first quarter. So if you're looking for an SGP, if you can find this in your SGP, you could bring him down to 7 or more in the first quarter and then pair it up with something else. But man, this thing has been cashing. I think it's worth paying the juice because of what he's been consistently doing. But if you want to play it at plus 110, which I'm going to do, I'll take him for the one more point to be at the nine or more. And like I said, I did that one over at DraftKings. Two more for you here quickly. I'll take Boston -3.5, I think, is the first quarter line at minus 110. I just, again, I think they come out and they come out red hot. If Indiana makes a little bit of a run, I see it being in the middle of the game, not right out of the gate. And then I don't know if he's going to hit seven in a row. I don't know if Devers is going to do that, which would just be freaking insane.
Yeah, he's been crazy.
If he did. But here's what's crazy, man. His total base prop, you can get at minus 104.
Oh, okay.
So tell you what. I hope he does it because the major league record, I think, is eight. And yeah. So he's got to do it two more times to tie the major league record in terms of home runs in a row, in case you've had your head like Brad up your own ass and you don't know what I'm talking about with Rafael Devers. He's had six games in a row that he's gone yard. And I don't know that it winds up being lucky number seven. And for him to hit a home run, I think is like plus 240. So they've already taken it out of your favor from what it was if you went all the way back to the beginning of this streak. But I'm paying less than standard juice for him for total bases. Maybe he just puts one off the wall. I don't know. Maybe it's just a double and he gets it done for you. But if you're going to give me that on a guy that is scorching hot, I am going to take it. So give me Devers for the over on his total bases on the road down in America's Wang, taking on the Rays. All right, that is enough of me since I had to give you some futures on the ice. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, let's go back to the diamond, shall we? And the Team Huevos Parlay play of the day on this SGP. Come with me if you are buying what I am selling. Leg numero uno, give me the Brew Crew on the money line. Leg numero dos, give me the Brew Crew three or more runs. And leg numero tres, give me Christian Yelich to get a hit. Put those hands together, plus 145 there at BetMGM. Milwaukee's taking on the Miami Marlins. They lost game number one of the series last night. But Trevor Rogers is on the bump for the Fish. A guy has got a 5.79 overall ERA, 5.25 ERA at home, giving up a 3.11 batting average against within his own friendly confines, and overall a 45.8% hard hit rate. Milwaukee, number eight in WRC Plus on the road this season. They are number four in WRC Plus here the last couple of weeks. I know they have dropped seven of the last 10 games. They got the Matt Gasser on the mound, but I think he's got to out-duel Rogers. He's been trash this season. Gasser will get enough runs, justify him maybe going five, potentially six innings in this game. And Milwaukee rights the ship. They get the win in the second game of the series. And of course, then let's correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. If I feel they're going to get the win, I think they're going to score at least three runs. They're averaging exactly five runs per game on the road this season. They hit the over on three runs or more in 11 of their last 12 games overall. I mentioned Rogers struggles on the bump, and I think it's going to be more of the same. They look at Yelich, 6-for-13 against southpaw pitching this season. That is a .462 batting average. I know it's not the greatest sample size, but I'm going to lean into it. He's got a pair of homers against Portsiders as well. The 1,423 OPS. He's got a hit in six of his last nine games. Nice. And he is 1-for-3 lifetime against Trevor Rogers. And he's also got a 906 OPS against left-handed hitters as Rogers this season. So lefty on lefty, usually it's a good matchup. Not the case, and certainly won't be, between Rogers and Yelich. I think the Brewer gets the best of him and earns his pint of beer. All right, again, plus 145 on that three-legger. Elsewhere, bonus time, bonus time! Let's go with a late-night tip. I got to get some action on the Dodgers. I've been making some money on them, especially the SGP market. Give me Shohei Ohtani. Might have heard of him. Two or more total bases. I'm going to parlay that on the SGP with the LA money line. All that two-legger, that's all I need. It's plus 150. If those legs hit, they're going against the Arizona Diamondbacks and Brandon Fought. You look at what Ohtani has done in total bags. He's done this nine times, nine in the month of May. He's batting 390 this month with a 1,207 OPS. He's number two on batters-box.com in the matchup ratings today. So you got to take advantage of that, and he should be able to take advantage because Brandon Faught has been crushed. He's given up a 52.8% hard hit rate, one of the worst in baseball. He's got a 4.70 road ERA as well, and against left-handed hitters, which of course Shohei is, he's going to make up a 283 batting average and 777 OPS. So Otani, two more total bases, Dodgers to win, plus 150, built that one at BetMGM. But wait, I got two more. Jorge Soler, give me the over. One and a half total bags against the visiting Buccos, or actually he's a visitor in Pittsburgh. San Francisco nine at home. I think he's going to hit the over on that. It's a low minus odds, minus 105. I grabbed it at DraftKings. Soler usually does damage against LHPs. Yeah, he's batting 270, 859 OPS. On the season, that's, you know, nothing extraordinary, but still rock solid. He's only hit the over, though, two of his last 11 games. But against LHPs this season, he's got already four extra base hits. And against Martin Perez, he's going to be toeing the rubber for the Pirates. He's 6-21 with a double and a home run, 851 OPS in his career. And you look at Perez, he's got that 5.45 expected ERA. Could be a correction on the immediate horizon. He's also given up a 1.44 home run per nine mark. So it could be over the fence for Soler, but I like him on total bags at a minus 105 juice. Charlie Morton going back to the north side. Give me the over on 2.5 walks against the Cubbies. Plus 150. Yeah, gets seduced by more of that juice in this matchup. Cubs number five in base on balls percentage. Here in the month of May, they're in that free pass 9.2% of the time. Morton's averaging a 3.33 walks per nine on the season. Better on the road, but he just faced the Cubs back on May 15th. He walked three batters exactly. He's only gone over this prop, though, in 2 of 8. But here is the twist. Dansby Swanson is expected to be back in the lineup, along with Nico Horner as well. So the Cubs finally getting healthy. Those guys draw a lot of walks. I think Morton issues three free passes on that over 2.5 walks, plus 150 there at BetMGM. And last but not least, Yusei Kikuchi, the star of the show today. If you want to take him just to get a win against the White Sox, Lundy, I took him on the over 17.5 outs, and I parlayed that with the Blue Jays to win. That was plus 140 at BetMGM. If he gets the win, Kikuchi win, plus 155. Hells to the yes! Available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. You're in on that, aren't you? Pretty.
Yeah, I'd be in on that one. By the way, I found something while you were blabbing your lips there a minute ago. Folks, FanDuel has this. This is interesting. Oh. I haven't seen this one. I'm talking about the NHL playoffs here for a second. Between New York and Florida, FanDuel has a bet you can make for there to be two or more of the games to go to overtime at plus 165. If you look at the three matchups between these two teams this season, one of them did go to overtime, and the other one was just a one-goal game. So these guys are going to play each other tight. So just throwing that out there while you were talking, I was trying to look at some of the different specials that are out there now that the conference finals are set. And I thought that one was pretty interesting between the Rangers and Florida. I'm going to throw a half unit on that again, plus 165 at FanDuel for there to be at least two of the games that go to overtime between those two teams.
Outstanding. Drop the puck and make some bucks on that Lundy call. All right, I'm out of breath. We are out of time here on the Feed 5, a podcast. Drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Would you kindly feed or follow us as well? The X, we're always trying to give it to you. You can follow Lundy at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos, and go to thegamingjuice.com, you jackals, right now, and sign up for a free account and check out all of our daily free sports betting and fantasy football content as well. For the lovely and talented Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.